Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. You can call me, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. Once again, it's 347-826-7435. I also take emails. You can email a brother at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, they are all welcome. Our social network. So if you're an old fuddy-duddy like me and you're on Facebook, you can ask to jump into our Smooth Drama group, myself or the bald-headed Mr. J will add you to the group. So if he's listening, yes, he's bald. He know he's bald, but in his head is way bigger than mine, too. I just wanted to point that out. Just in case he's listening. And if you text me saying your head ain't bigger than mine, it don't matter, because it is. Smooth Drama Group on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me, and I'll add you back. And we can talk about how big Mr. J's head really is. Not really. We can talk about anything, but I particularly would like to talk about how big his head is, just in case somebody's listening that knows him, or if he's listening, he'll be mad for like 30 seconds, and it'll be over with. Anyway, speaking of Mr. J's head, there's a special beer out now. It's an extra special beer, where for those of you who are into the essence, it's almost like the boomerang. When Grace Jones was talking about her underwear, the essence of sex, that's what you're going to name her cologne. Well, they are actually doing that for real. The essence of underwear models. They're making beer from the lactic acid collected from underwear model vaginas. Not even making this up. In Katowice, Poland, the Order of Yoni Brewery launched a line of beer made from vaginal lactic acid of so-called hot underwear models. So if you didn't know, yoni means female genitals in Sanskrit. If any of you don't know about Sanskrit, if you do, thumbs up. So each bottle comes with a peel away label that features the model whose vagina was swabbed to create the brew, and of course the best sex position you should be in while consuming her pussy infused liquid. Now, people have said early consumers have said it doesn't taste so delicious. And one person said, people will try it out of curiosity, but I don't think it will be a regular addition on the table for beer lovers. I mean, if you're somebody who enjoys the taste of vaginal fluid, that and beer mixed together, I don't know. I mean, if it was like, if you mix it with like strawberry lemonade for me, maybe. But the whole, the beer thing, I don't drink beer. Don't want the beer belly that comes with beer. Strawberry lemonade? Maybe get some cotton swab. Nah. This is horrible. Woo! Lactic acid beer. Coming to a place nowhere near me, but maybe to a brewery near you. And I guess you just would never know either if somebody was to do that. Would they be obligated to tell you that? Well, I guess you would. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one alone because there's nothing else left to do. But I am going to talk about something else. Yeah, we're in that era where people talk about body shaming, right? And a lot of times body shaming is where the majority of society look at people who are thicker than them as something being wrong with them. Now, most of us normal humans, we don't mind a little junk in the trunk, a little something to hold on to. Like, you know, they call it that cushion for the pushing. It's not actually what's going on here. Grant Gustin, who a lot of you don't know his name, but he is the actor who plays in one of my favorite superhero shows on CW, The Flash. And I guess people have been getting at him for being too skinny. It's really weird, because they did an Instagram post where he was, you know, he's in his new Flash suit, and he's not a ripped individual. He's a skinny dude. And so, you know, he was upset by it. They leaked it, and there was social media. People were talking about how he was skinny, he was thin, what's wrong with him. And so he was mad. And so I'm going to say his words. Just try and withhold judgment. And fuck whoever leaked that. He said that in his life, people have told him and his parents that he was too thin. Like, wow. You know, as somebody who's been thin the majority of his life, I'm sitting up there like, I don't think I've ever gotten that, hey, you too skinny. Maybe that's something that goes with this generation here, where folks are like, well, no, because that's not true. Because I've known and worked with quite a few women who refer to women that are thinner than them as skinny bitches. And so the whole skinny bitches thing, and Monique famously had it in her comedy sketch talking about skinny bitches. It's like, now I get if you want to talk about some folks who need to eat a sandwich and they're throwing up their food, whatnot. But it's just like, this is a dude, he ain't throwing up nothing. That's just his regular metabolism. I mean, I've got a couple sisters that you'd be mad at if you saw them. Because they're just not big. It kind of, it's like one of them things we got that we were blessed, or I guess in this case cursed, with the skinny gene, where I can just eat crazy and still stay the same weight. But the fact that people, and you know, it's what. Things where you talk about people are mad on social media. Like, Tosha. I don't understand folks who get mad over social media posts. I mean, I get it because we know people get internet muscles and they post stuff that they would never say in front of that person one-on-one. I mean, we know there's a bunch of folks who, if they're with their clan buddies, they'll run up on you in a minute. But if they was by themselves, they'd like be like that Key and Peele, like, I told her, I called her a bitch. And you get really, really low when you say it because you're in front of the person. You said the word? Yeah, I said bitch. You say it really, really low every time. That's the people on the internet with their beer muscles and internet muscles. Just really, really strong on the internet, but you can't say a word. It's like cyber thugs. Well, cyber thugging is the new age thugging. Like, if you want to get at somebody, you got your laptop. It's like, oh, you about to pull out on them? Hell yeah. But they don't even have laptops. Well, they got them little laptops. But it's like, I got my phone, and a lot of times these phones be bigger tablets, but they got their tablet and they like ready. I'm going in on these fools. They don't even know. Cyber thugging. To the end, tell a friend. Anyway. I can't believe body shaming the skinny dude. I mean, he's rich. Well, I won't say rich, but I'm guessing he's doing better than you. I mean, I would have just said, hey, you know. But it wouldn't have worked because, like, I told Richard Pryor, hey, just take my dick out your mouth. And when you're done sucking it, you can see I'm more successful than you. And if you think I'm too skinny, fine. That's just more sandwiches for me that you can't afford. I mean, I would have said something like that, but I'd have been wrong if I'd have said it. So I'm not saying it because I'm not in that position. But I just thought it was funny. Body shaming. Oh, and speaking of shaming, there is something else that you cannot do while being black. That would be, you cannot buy Sour Patch candy in the store. A young Xavier University student, black kid, of course, was in the store, bought some Sour Patch Kids, and was looking for some other stuff in the store when the lady behind the counter, oh my goodness, wait for it. She was white. Can you believe that? She was white. And she was nervous because he was in the store. She was like, he was in the store being black and arrogant. I'm trying to figure out what is black and arrogant. It's one of them things I don't know nothing about yet, but I have to learn about. But you can't be black and arrogant and buy Sour Patch candy in the store. Now, she called the police, and she told the police he was being black and arrogant. And she said that he was acting menacingly. But, you know, these are not intelligent people, knowing that the camera's on. When you work in retail, the camera's always on. And so they reviewed the tape, and it's just like, homie's just in there looking at stuff, maybe Sour Patch. And like normal people. I mean, I personally don't get the lure of Sour Patch candy. It's sour, and it's got that all that extra sugar on it. You know, some people love it, but I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. So maybe that was it. She was so put off. He's got Sour Patch candy. I mean, maybe if I was Caucasian and I had no melanin, because I'm just thinking maybe it's because you don't have melanin And so there's some common sense that's missing there. And that's what it is. You're just mad because you don't have melanin. And so, and the fact that they had Sour Patch Candy at the same time, it just set her off. Like, I can't. It's too much. That's what it is. And so, that happened. Another thing you can't do while being black. Be black and arrogant. Y'all get back to me and tell me what black and arrogant is. I don't really know what it is. If somebody knows, please give me a holler and tell me. What is black arrogant? In the meantime, in between time, I'm not probably going to go on break. I am going to go on break. These are the artists, the homies. The artist formerly known as HISD, Root and Berries.
And dig this album, because this album is just for you. And I want you to dig it, because it's honestly, I really dig it. Is that the way it makes you feel? Oh, right on. Right on.
Automatics, monkey on it, need a chiropractic, bent out of shape, backbone stagnant, but I stand straight, can't infiltrate the practice, mind state, razor sharp focus, Kobe ignoring Chris Rock for the win, show me scoring when it counts in the end, I lay a mouth that is wrapped to the chin, they wanna stop the force, of course, no remorse, but I call all the shots like horse. They come in different forms of shapes and sizes. They disguise, they keep your eyes off the prize. Never understood why a nigga dropped 25 to be kicked outside. Being a tough guy, real stupid. Automatic hubris, confused dude. Move like the cube was moving.
We go on and till the break of dawn. And break it in the evening, fix it in the morning. Separate from weakness and get with the strongest. And get right back at it, overcome the automatic. Go on and till the break of dawn. And break it in the evening, fix it in the morning. And when I say I'm leaving, then she gets the moaning and we right back at it, cause she's so automatic. Automatic with a capital A, double crooked letter line, double dollar sign. Slap your mama fine, she got juices and berries and she turned it into wine. That's love in a glass or liquor in a flask. Be slicker than your average, robot is smashing. Picking when she walk, pop locking in the talk, popping off at the mouth when no box is asking. When you pull it out, huh, that's when she gets the cash.
Oh, lying again, he's always ready for passion. But when I'm blue, his heart's missing in action. So we don't compute when lasting is a factor. A MacBook chapter laughing while I've had ya. Aren't you glad when it's bananas? I ain't monkey nuts. Reboot it up, McAfee, I'll meet you love. Beware the artificial cookies with the oxys. Deactivate them and guard your juice boxes.
We go on and till the break of dawn. And break it in the evening, fix it in the morning. Separate from weakness and get with the strongest. And get right back at it, overcome the automatic. Go on and till the break of dawn. And break it in the evening, fix it in the morning. And when I say I'm leaving, then she gets the moaning. And we right back at it. So
she said, Barbie, the skins is fat. I don't beg cause I'm not Abagonia. Humbly mumble on her stankonia. Please, baby, please, no time for that. Now imagine my attraction. Shorty back it up quicker than a back bend. Then we collapsing and saying we in love. Saying we in love, saying we in love.
Hate to sound like a broken record on the phonograph. Picture this and photograph in a world so pornograph. In a world of music and she just wanna fall in love. He just wanna rap a thug. Pay all to the DJ, so take it to the Logan Club. Hands in the air, yet I'm focused on the sun. Peace of mind in a time when the wars went with guns. Identity, my tongue, so the enemy, I'm louder than a palm.
Together you got Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the homies, the artist formerly known as HISD, Roots and Berries. And if you don't believe me, I wrote that song. It's just I wasn't there when they put it on paper. Mental projection. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Before I get into anything, I probably just say I'm going to do my dumbass of the week. All right, so my dumbass of the week, and I always gotta get that last burp in, Reginald Wooding Jr., who was arrested after trying to take his Maryland driver's license test with a trunk full of marijuana and his gun in the car. I guess just, you know, get that license, then he can take that trip. you know, because I'm just thinking like, hey, you take the test, then you can load the weed in the car, but I guess it wasn't safe enough at the house. You couldn't leave the weed and the gun at the house. Got to take it with you everywhere. Or he was just like, you know, I'm going to get this driver's license. And then I'm just going to go on that trip. Cross state lines with all the weed and my gun in the car. Because people never stop black people in their cars. It rarely happens. You know? I mean, I think of all the times that I haven't been stopped while I've been driving. That's just, whoo. And so the lady, I mean, we are in that era where they'll call police on you for anything. And so the lady's like, I smell something familiar. It's like I'm back in college. My college dorm. I smell weed. Then she called the police on him. They caught him with like a couple pounds of weed and the gun in the car. How he's going to jail? Oh, Reginald. I hope it was worth it. And he didn't even get the license. So it's like, now you got to take the test again. Although, they probably won't let him take the test. So, yeah. Shout out to Reginald. You're doing it big, sir. I just want you to know, and I'm giving you that love. Giving you that love, not like the love that I'm not gonna give to the NFL. Can I just start by just saying fuck the NFL? Aside from the whole everything. 49ers. They were talking about how hot it is. See, because San Francisco 49ers, for those of you who don't know, you don't live in the Bay Area, they used to be in San Francisco. San Francisco is the coldest city in California. It's coldest warm weather city that you've never been to if you haven't been here. So if you plan on visiting San Francisco, you might want to bring like a little windbreaker, little jacket, summertime, whatever time you're going to go. Because it get cold in the month. It'll catch you slipping, is what I'm saying about San Fran. Anyway, so they moved. They're the San Francisco 49ers by name, but they're like all the way in Santa Clara, which is not that close to San Francisco. It's like very, very far away. in their Levi's Stadium. And in Santa Clara, it is the exact opposite of San Francisco. It is hot as hell in Santa Clara. Like the whole San Jose area, the southern part of the Bay Area is hot. It's like on some desert. And so you're at the game, and, you know, it's not a dome stadium. You're just right there in the heat, boiling. And so for those people who can afford to go to the game, who may or may not be predisposed to getting skin cancer because of the sun, they don't have shade there. And so if you're not a melanated person, and even if you are, it's still going to be hot as hell because the sun is burning down on your ass. It's just hot. They said that they didn't really want to add shade. They say their engineer said it's just not feasible. So they dropped the price of the water from $6 to $2. That's how they problem solve in Santa Clara. From $6 to $2. Aren't they nice? I mean, if there's another reason to say fuck the NFL, that would be one. It's a minor reason, aside from the fact that you probably can't afford to go to that thing, and they are the team that originally was mad at Kaepernick because he won, took them to the Super Bowl, but he wasn't good enough to play there because he sucked. Mysteriously, when he started protesting peacefully for black folks. So, for one, I will always root against the 49ers from here on. I mean, I grew up basically hating them as a Saints fan because the 49ers and the Saints were in the same division, and Joe Montana just kicked everybody's ass, and it didn't even matter. We just always lost to them. It's like, Joe Montana, bastard. Had to be the GOAT when I was growing up. Had to watch him kick my team's ass every year. But now I can relish in the fact that they suck. And even if they're good this year, they still suck. Because there's some karmic types that's going to happen for them. You know, you messed over Kaepernick. And you messed over Eric Reed, who still doesn't have a job. He was an all-pro safety. He can't get his job, though. Has no injuries. No injuries at all. He just, for some reason, an all-pro safety in his prime, no injuries, can't get a job. It's not collusion, though. Nah. It's just, you know, it's just, there's some circumstances where teams, they all have all-pro safeties. So, unless one of these other all-pro safeties get hurt, he can't get a job. Because everybody's good in the NFL. Everybody's good at that position that he plays in. He was an all-pro, but everybody's, you know, better than him. That's why. 49ers. I mean, yeah. Now, I'd be remiss. And besides the fact that I'm not going to watch the NFL this year, I am going to give a shout out because it doesn't happen enough. There are still folks protesting. Special shout out to Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, who tonight kneeled. You know, they kneeled during the game. And others have been putting their fist out, you know, the iconic fist in the air. So it's still some protest. Now, be curious to see, is all-pro Kenny Steele, is he going to get fired? I'm be curious to see if he has a job tomorrow. Since that's that big deal for them. You know, peaceful protest is too much. Now, they won't get fired if they punch their girlfriend and their wives in the mouth, knocking their teeth out of their mouth. That's nothing. You know, or just go out, kill somebody. Those kind of offenses, it's not that big of a deal. Or the fact that Michael Irvin of the Dallas Cowboys, who played for Jerry Jones, mind you, who said total line, peaceful protest, nah, that total line. Michael Irvin got in trouble again. I ain't even look at what he got in trouble for, because I'm not really clicking on stories about the NFL that much, unless it has something to do with something positive like Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson and others who are protesting still. Them the only stories I care about. I don't even click on the NFL tab on ESPN, Sports Illustrated, none of them. I'm not even clicking on the tab. You're not even getting my click. That's how I'm feeling. I'm just boycotting. No NFL network, none of that. I would stop my extra service if NBA TV wasn't paired along with it. You know how I love some NBA, so I'm watching old basketball games that I saw 1988-89. That's how adamant I am. I mean, it's going to give me some extra time during football season. Everybody going to be talking about football. I'm going to be like, man, look, I done caught up on all my reading. I'm good to go. So, and I'd be remiss if I also didn't give a shout out to Randy Moss. Those of you didn't know, Randy Moss was just elected to the Hall of Fame, and he had a tie with all the and had the names of people who have been killed by the cops on his tie. You know, which I thought it was a special tribute. You know, people always talked about Randy Moss, and now I look at him, I see him in a different light, because you know I used to drink that Kool-Aid. Randy Moss is a malcontent, surly guy, but now I just see him, he probably was just an outspoken black man. And being an outspoken black man is not looked upon positively. And I'm guessing he may have said some things and may have withdrawn because y'all some racist ass crackers. So, shout out to Randy Moss too. We drink the Kool-Aid too much. We hear how these people are malcontents. We're told how they're bad guys, whatever. And arrogant. Well, you can go into the store and be arrogant. You don't have to be anybody. But the fact that, he would have an opinion on something, I'm guessing if I would have clicked on the comment of that article, they'd have been upset. Why are you talking about old stuff? It's unpatriotic. It's just un-American to care about black folks. It's kind of what it is, right? Speaking of unpatriotic, I'm going to go into my hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, so hater of the week is Meghan Markle's ex-husband, who is devastated, and he's ready to tell his tell-all. Trevor Engelson, they were married for a couple of years. He says he's gearing up to break his silence. I don't know how you gear up, break your silence. Maybe it's like you just like you like just sit there and you roll in your chair. You like roll your stomach. I'm gearing up. I am gearing up. I'm gonna break my silence. I was dealt. Hold on. I gotta say it right. Cause I want to be true to his feelings. Trevor said he was devastated that he felt like a piece of gum at the bottom of his shoe. You know, he said he was laying low around the time of the wedding. You know, and he said because he had fears of a Hollywood backlash. I'm like, did I miss something? He's a Hollywood producer, right? So maybe she hooked up with you because it was a way for her to get on. And then she's like, well, I'm done using you, homie. I done found a bigger fish to you. He was even going to plan a comedy based on her. I think she's good now. I think she's going to be okay. But Trevor, I hate her of the week. He's going to come out. He's going to put it all out there. You know what? I met Megan. And I took advantage of her to get some. I told her, if you give me some, you get on TV. So she gave him some, he got on TV, allegedly. I'm just making this up, but maybe I'm not. Because I've heard. You know, we've had Cherry Johnson on here. She talked about how they have that couch. It's like, if you're ready to give it up, you can get on TV. If you're not ready to give it up, you don't get on TV, or you got to pay for it. And so she paid her booty tax. And she got on TV. She married the cat. Sort of like Mariah Carey when she married the record executive. Became a platinum artist. Mysteriously. Not she didn't have talent. I'm just saying. So, yeah. She has moved on and he gonna let the world know. I can't wait to read this book. It's like coming. He's percolating. He's ministrating. Can men ministrate? It's like one of them things. I don't want to find out. He seems like he's ministrating. And her half-sister is like, you know, can you be half? I mean, they always talk that half, and it's like either you're a sister or you're not. I don't understand that, the whole half thing. Are we related or are we not? You a cousin or you're not a cousin? Sort of like the whole, when people say, do you live in Oakland or East Oakland or West Oakland? I'm in Oakland. There's no East or West. And if you try to say I'm from East or West, I've given you a throat shot. It's a mental throat shot. I don't throat shot folks. Really. But I am. So if you've asked me East or West Oakland, I've probably throat shotted you in my head. It's dumb. It's like half sister, half brother. Oh, that's dumb. Either you brother or your sister. But I'm diluting my point. Point is, Engelson is hurt. He's so hurt inside. And he's going to come out gearing up. And it's coming sometime soon. I can't wait to ignore it and not read it at all. I mean, it's not even like Superhead. At least Superhead has some adjectives and details. What are you going to talk about? You know, every time I was with her, I had that 5-10 minutes. Megan, don't make me come so quick. Oh, okay, I'm asleep. That That sounds like that would be their sex life. Allegedly. I'm just saying. He's so famous, I can't wait. And I know y'all can't wait. Because it just sounds like a blockbuster waiting to happen. Don't everybody pick up that book at once. Don't make it number one on the I'm going wood list. I don't think there's an I'm going wood list. So he would probably be the first one on the list that don't exist. Shout out to Trevor. You the man. And on that note, I probably need to go on break. Well, I don't probably need. I just need to go on break because I'm sounding Mike Tyson ludicrous at this point. This is the homie Lou Yu doing what I gotta do.
Man, here we go again. The heat is undeniable. I did it again, man. I guess I'm just reliable. You can hold me liable for hurting these rappers' feelings. I'm something like Vegas, always growing steady building. Baby, say she mad at me. She hate Lou much, cause I'm full of myself, like I ate too much substance. That's the only thing the game is missing. You niggas is too broken spirit for you to pay attention. Think you hard, but you not though. I ain't gotta bang no set to be in these streets like a pothole. My swag so serious, y'all just boys in the hood, I'm furious. Styles, I get it in, can't take that from me. Yeah, it's true, I bust a rhyme for that A-Rab money. Then look at y'all funny like, who you think you talking to? You making the wrong move, you should call it audible. Doing what I gotta do, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. I be doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Stepping like a giant, showing all you mentions how to move. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. I be doing what I gotta do, doing what I gotta do. Stepping like a giant, showing all you mentions how to move. It's highly improbable, you rappers can follow Lou. Cause I'm so sick, I'm running out of flu. H1N1, superstar, I been one. And if I will not lose, I guess I been one. West got flow, banging, pimping, jerking, hypey. We can all get dope. Slap yourself if you don't like me. I'm a certified monster. X out your monster. Baby, love my etiquette. I break her off proper. Cause I love them boppers. Lou, not an imposter. Everybody watered down, acting for an Oscar. Watch the haters' faces wrinkle up like a Sharpay. Morning, afternoon, evening, I could do this all day. Bare back to boot, yeah, I do it the wrong way. You losers is over. Me, I'm going all state. No insurance, so just let my song play. Cause I won't stop till my body's on the Broadway. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. I be doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Stepping like a giant, showing all you mentions how to move. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. I be doing what I gotta do, doing what I gotta do. Stepping like a giant, showing all you mentions how to move.
Together you got to move from the smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. N. Word. That was the homie Lou Yu, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! So, Groundhog Day. What is the Groundhog Day? Groundhog Day is that thing that happens again and again and again and again. And for some strange reason, it just never stops. Can't stop, won't stop, won't ever. Ever, 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 never, ever, ever, never, ever, 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 never, ever, never, ever, ever stop. It all stays the same for some strange reason. We don't know why. but it just happens. So, without further ado, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Now, most people know about Emmett Till. Young man that was killed with the lion heifer on her deathbed said, you know, I lied about that. And it just rolls like that. Anyway, in Mississippi, there is a memorial sign that is up with him. Where it talks about Emmett Till. And so they erected 8 markers, including the river sign around Tallahatchie County to commemorate his death. The first one was stolen in 2008. It was never recovered. It was replaced later that year, but was vandalized by gunfire. And then it was taken down in 2016. The third sign was rededicated June 21st of this year, to which now it has bullet holes in it again. Now, think about that for a second. That's why it's Groundhog Day. First, it was a young man that, it's proven, verified, did nothing wrong. The heifer who accused him said, hey, I lied. So automatically, you know, Emmett Till is a young man who, he was killed for nothing. So that should have elicited sympathy to regular humans. You know, obviously it's Mississippi. It's not a lot of regular humans that live down that way. Not that there's a lot of regular humans in the United States, period, but just saying. Innocent kid that did nothing wrong. Somebody lied on him and he was killed. Now, you put a sign up and they shoot the sign up. Stole the sign the first time, shot it up the second time, rededicated, and they shoot this one up too. For an innocent kid. An innocent kid who was killed because, once again, a heifer lied. I mean, I'm saying heifer, but heifers are upset that I am associating her, who will remain nameless, because her name don't deserve to be said ever again. I'm associating her with them. I'm like, she's below insult. Right? I mean, it's like, she's below insult. She don't even deserve an insult. She just deserves, like, scorn. Her memory deserves scorn and no empathy, nothing. Because she lied. And she carried that shit to her grave last, until right before, I'm looking for a word that is just, well, basically, because I guess they were Christians and didn't want to believe in going to hell. That's why she confessed. On my deathbed, I lied. It didn't happen. Yeah. All right. So, you know how I feel. It's Groundhog Day. Emmett Till. Even in his death, the memory of a young man who did nothing wrong, it still is defiled. even when they know that he was innocent. It's one of those things. One of those horrible things. See, for example, David Duke. You know, Spike Lee's coming out with his movie, The Black Klansman. I can't say I'm enthusiastic about going to see it. I mean, they're supporting black films and all that, and I'll probably end up watching it, but I, you know, true story about them infiltrating the Klan and busting the Klan. David Duke is like, he's afraid that black Klansmen will make him look like an idiot. Now, I don't know if y'all know David Duke, but he's an old politician in Louisiana, former politician. He was running for president at one point in time. And then he came out, he was in the Klan, and then he kind of went away. And he's afraid that the movie will make him look like an idiot. I'm like, if you're wearing a sheet, I mean, because it's hot. I mean, just from a logic point of view, it's hot as hell, and you got the suit on, and you got the dress on, and all that. These kind of people are the reason why we don't have superpowers. Because if I was Superman, I'd be some problems. I would really be the world. They'd be looking for kryptonite for me, like forever. Because you wouldn't look like an idiot. I mean, besides the fact that you are an idiot, never has not been an idiot. So, I mean, I didn't even understand. I mean, I didn't even really look at the article. It's just the fact that I don't want it to make me look like an idiot. You're an idiot. You know, and I mean, if you see people like that, I mean, there's the whole stand your ground argument, right? So, We talk about stand your ground because I'm moving from David Duke to the assistant coach who from Wake Forest got into a fight, knocked the dude down. They say in the article, and I don't even have to pull up the article. They said that vicious punches that knocked him down with such deadly force that the guy fell, hit his head, and died a little bit later. So, and when they show the guy, it's a picture of a white guy smiling, just all happy and cuddly. Now, they tell the story but they don't show the video. You know, they show that they have video. They don't show the video where apparently he was drunk, belligerent, and was looking for Uber. So, couldn't find his Uber. So, he's banging on the windows of cars. Are you my Uber? Just banging on somebody's car door. So, to me, it's real simple what happened. He's banging on dude's window. Dude's like, hey, man, stop hitting on my window. He's banging on the window. Homie gets out, gives him what he deserves, what he's looking for. Because I always assume when they don't show the video that the white dude did something wrong, so they can't show it. Because there's no way. Because the only thing they show is the black man looking menacing, and they show the picture of the white guy smiling. We never see those pictures when they kill a black person. It's like you always see their worst. They scour social media to make sure, like the black girl that got killed, they scoured her Facebook social media and found a picture of her with a lighter that was a gun. They find them pictures. They don't show the smiling pictures when they're having a good time. They show the most menacing one. So it's one of those things. We know there's a way that they frame these things. And when they omit things, it's on purpose. Because that person is wrong. And when you think about it for a second, it's a phenomenon where we're probably gonna have more people worried about that than what happened with the EPA. They were ordered by the courts to ban chlorpyrifos, which is a pesticide linked to brain damage in kids. Right? Federal court ordered the EPA to ban the widely used pesticide that's been linked to learning disabilities. Now, it was the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in a 2-1 decision, and you're trying to figure out who's the judge that said, you know what, pesticides that mess up kids ain't that bad. Now, mind you, the EPA had allowed it to go on. They've known for a while that it was something that was causing disabilities in children. And they let it go till the court had to move in and say, hey, you can't use that. It's not that big a deal to people. You know, I actually watched the news. I didn't really see it on the news. I haven't seen it everywhere. I mean, you'll see Kaepernick. You'll see all the players kneeling, whatnot. They'll show that stuff. But this wasn't a big deal. Even though the EPA offered no defensive decision to delay a ban on it. Now, why would you delay a ban on something that you know is harmful to children? See, because there's that argument. I mean, we know when you say Black Lives Matter, we're talking about black people ain't important. But we're talking about just children. We're talking about potentially all children. Wasn't just black folks. Wasn't just black kids. It's all kids. I mean, all kids not important. Just messing them up is cool. That's where it was at with this. And it's not even a big deal because, you know, the president was like, and the people that he put in, you know, all the best people that he was talking about, all the best people, they thought that something that messed kids up was cool. All this stuff that messes up kids is cool. So, I mean, I could go on, but I'd be wasting my time, right? Because we're in that bizarre world where stuff that's important is not important, and stuff that's unimportant is important. That's like reality shows. That's kind of, we're living in a reality show where it's scripted, but it's not scripted. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and you know, this is another Smooth Drama production. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here because I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got Smooth Drama.
smooth.